MacTech, brought to you by MacStation, your Apple solutions experts.
It is time for MacTech here on Dotto Tech. Chris Miller from MacStation joins me. And I want to talk about the MacBook Air because it's elegant, it's beautiful. But what I really like is how quick and responsive it is when you plug in one of those solid state drives.
It is the sports car of the Mac world. It just goes. The solid state is a whole new technology. It's completely revolutionizing the way the machine works. Despite the fact that their processors are relatively weak compared to, say, something like an iMac or a MacBook Pro, they boot up in no time at all. The low-end 13-inch MacBook Air has a reboot time that is going from full use to full use of 17 seconds.
That's it. It changes how you use technology when it's that instant on.
I mean, maybe it's
what we experience going from roasting in an oven to a microwave. This convenience factor of having the information where you need, and it's what we experience if you have a tablet, if you have an iPad, you instantly have access to your information. We really want to be able to get to that right away, and the solid state drive means that everything is that accessible.
That's right. And the new solid-state drives, they just came out with SATA 3, which is transmitting twice as fast as even the solid-states in the Airs are now, which you can install in pretty much any machine that you have. You can turn any MacBook, MacBook Pro, iMac into an absolute powerhouse that just comes on.
So that the solid-state drive, which used to be just the domain of the Air, now is we're finding in all of the other devices.
Yeah, it's now a custom configure option straight out of the factory for all the MacBook Pros.
What's the premium to get it?
They're a little pricey.
Yeah.
I believe 120 gigs is about $250, and 180 or 200, 250 gets into the 500, 600, 700 range.
Well, that's not really all that much.
No, if you remember buying hard drives about 6-7 years ago, it's about the same neighborhood.
Yeah, and are a lot of people putting one solid state drive in and a second regular drive in?
Is that
an option?
Yeah, using quite a few, like an OptiBay, for instance, which allows you to put a second drive where your optical bay is on your MacBook Pro, which a lot of people don't use anymore anyway, very much like the Air.
Yeah, I can't remember last time was that I actually plugged optical media into my Mac.
Yeah, you put, say, a 750 gig drive in one of the bays, and you put, say, a 60 gig drive
solid state
in
the operating system. And just so it's the way we used to set things up, we used to have a partition, we used to have a separate drive for the OS to keep it clean, to keep everything separate. That's the way to do it.
It's happened before, it'll happen again,
and it makes everything so much faster.
Oh yeah,
solid state is the way of the future. Chris Miller from MacStation's my guest. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.
MacTech is brought to you by MacStation, your environmentally friendly solution. Trade up to the newest technology. Save taxes on the new machine. Give a second life to your old Mac. MacStation, who said business and pleasure don't mix?